Hey loves, want to hear more about love, relationships, dating, wellness, and entertainment? You've come to the right place. Let's dive into some juicy topics and see where it takes us. I'm your host, Kay Love, and you are listening to Love Our Talks. Hey, hey, hey loves, welcome to another captivating episode of Love Our Talks, the podcast where we dive into all things juicy about love, dating, relationships, entertainment, and wellness. I am your host, Kay Love. And today we are talking about the core C's, the key C's, okay, of love. What does the core C's mean? Well, it means that we're going to talk about like the top ones in a relationship. Okay. And we're going to go ahead and jump right on in. I ain't going to waste your time or do any of those types of things, but let's just jump right in. Number one, we're going to start with the number one thing, and that is communication. I mean, you can't really have any relationship with anyone unless you can communicate with them, right? Let's be honest. You got to have a communication. Okay. So that is the heart of pretty much like the start of a relationship. It's communicating, connecting, part of a connection. Okay. It is absolutely the cornerstone of understanding and connecting with that person. And it's more about than just talking. It's about truly listening and understanding your partner's needs, desires, and concerns. And let's talk about the art of listening. This pretty much emphasizes the importance of active listening, showing that effective communication. You know, it's a two-way street. It goes both ways. And please do not just listen to respond. I mean, don't do that. You want to hear that person out and you want to soak it in. Hear what they're really saying, what they're trying to tell you, because it could be something very important to help save your relationship or to help shift your relationship into a positive way. All right? Not just listen to respond. Now, commitment. Let's move on to number two. Oh, commitment, like I say, it is the bread and butter. Okay. It's two people making the conscious decision to be together in a relationship, choosing each other. And that's every day. It's about dedication through thick and thin, the decision to stay and work through challenges together, showing up for one another, and having a true commitment. It's a choice you choose every single day. Now, a long-term perspective of this is, you know, just pretty much like highlighting the importance of seeing beyond the immediate and committing to a future together. You want to visualize you being with that person long-term, right? So, when we talk about committing to that person, you, like I said, you make that conscious decision and you do that within your heart as well. I've been with my partner for my husband, but before we got married, we were together for a very long time. And it's one of those, you make that commitment and that choice to say, you know what? I am going to be with this person. This is my person. And no matter what you go through, you're going to grow through it together, because we did do that. We definitely grew together through it all. So for, you know, we always came back to each other because love was always there. Love had never left the relationship. So, that's something to think about. And you look beyond just the moment. You look beyond just the time that you have been together. You want to see yourself with this person for the long term, if that's what you truly want. And you can make that conscious decision to commit to that person and say, I choose you at the end of the day. All right. Let's move on to number three. Compromise. I mean, to me, compromising in a relationship, it's not that hard. If you it's a give and take. You know, it teaches us the value of balance, ensuring both partners feel heard and valued, because that's very important. right? It's about finding common ground and respecting each other's needs. In a committed relationship, compromise means finding a middle ground where both partners can agree and also disagree, even if it means making just that consciousness from their original positions or desires. It involves negotiating, understanding, and mutual respect. You have to have that respect in there, okay? That's very key. You respect each other, right? With the aim of reaching a good decision that both of you can consider, you know, this is great. And it satisfies the both of you, right? Because let's think about this. If you really can't compromise with your partner, it's going to be very tumultuous. And you really don't want to be arguing every single day. And feeling like you have to like pull teeth to get that person to do something or see it your way or whatever. It's a give and take. Okay. Compromise is crucial for the health and the longevity of a relationship. It's important. However, it does not mean one partner consistently sacrifices their needs or happiness for the other. So true compromise involves balance and fairness between the both of you and making adjustments for the greater good, right, of the relationship. Yeah. And let's move on to number 4. Compassion. Man, compassion. Compassion is that kindness, you know, it's at its core. Compassion is about showing that empathy, truly being kind and understanding. It's recognizing your partner's feelings and perspectives and creating an environment of support and care. It's about stepping into their shoes, seeing the world from their perspective and acknowledging their emotions without judgment. Because I'm sure you wouldn't want that person to judge you if you're trying to tell them something and you're being pretty empathetic, you know, being pretty open and vulnerable about what you're doing and what you're saying to them. And you want them to understand and feel some type of way if it was reversed. And just remember, empathy is not about agreeing. It's about just understanding. A critical distinction that can make all the difference. It makes all the difference in the world. You know, it's like a sanctuary for the heart, a place where love can grow, and a space where the soul finds its counterpart in another. You know, you're pretty much cultivating compassion. It's like pretty much like without a doubt, one of the most beautiful journeys you truly can embark on together in a relationship. So at the end of the day, just be kind to one another and just see yourself in that person's shoes. Yeah. Number 5. Compatibility. Are you compatible with this person? Should you really be compatible with this person? You know, those are questions, you know, shared paths and passions. Exploring how compatibility in values, goals, and interests can strengthen a relationship. You know, it's pretty much like emphasizing the joy of sharing your lives together on this journey that you have called love. The basis of friendships, reminding us that at the core of compatibility is a deep friendship. And you're enriching this partnership together, right? You don't have to always have the same thing. Like, well, I like this. I like R&B. You have to like R&B. So we're compatible. You know, it doesn't always have to be something like that. And look, we're each other's individuals at the end of the day. And we're just trying to see, can we mesh together? That's pretty much it. And see if we can, there's some compatibility there, right? So I'm going to stop here at number 5, and I will give you more on part 2. And we're going to jump in next time with 5 more, right? So I really like this conversation. I really like putting this information out there. I truly enjoy reaching out to all the people that's looking for love or dating, or you're in a relationship or anything like that. And thank you again for joining Love Our Talks, because we truly love it here, right? So don't forget to find us and subscribe and leave a review, and also help others find our podcast. We are on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and of course, Facebook. You can also tune in to watch full episodes along with my guest co-host, Caprice, and on YouTube for more juicy topics like this, because we're going to have some more juicy stuff coming up. Because when I get together with the guests that come on my show, and that's going to be lined up for the spring and summer, we're going to have a lot more guests coming on to our show that will be on YouTube along with, like I said, my guest co-host, Caprice. So, just continue to join in, and you will get updated on when everything launches on YouTube as well. I'm your host, Kay Love, and remember, each day holds the promise of a new beginning. So be better, do better, love harder than the day before, because your best days aren't behind you. They're being written today. So keep moving forward, because your potential, it is limitless. All right. Love you guys. Bye.